15-7. Female, 12-7.
Last April, tribal members of Lake Superior Ojibwa followed an ancient custom by spearing fish on the turtle flambeau flowage. Some of these fish ended up in a laboratory in Superior to be tested for mercury levels. Lake Superior Research Institute scientist Tom Marquis says they started with 260 walleye, but now his freezer is almost empty.
Not many left. Actually, they did some more today, so there's only about 3 bags of it left, so probably about 30 fish.
Most of the fish are from inland lakes in northern Wisconsin, but a handful of lakes are also tested from Michigan's Upper Peninsula and northern Minnesota. A three-year, $458,000 grant from the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative to GLIFWIC, the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission in Odena, makes this testing possible. Mick Isham of the Lacoutere Band of Ojibwe is the chairman of the GLIFWIC board. He says they've been testing fish for mercury for the past quarter century.
I mean, what good is it eating a fish if you're going to be poisoned by it? And so we wanted to do awareness and education, and that's how we started in the 90s.
You know, our goal isn't to scare anyone or anything like that, discourage people from eating fish. The goal is really the opposite.
That's GLIFWIC environmental biologist Sarah Moses.
What we want to do is try to inform tribal members how they can still consume fish, but do it in a safe way.
Mercury drifts to the Great Lakes region in part from coal-fired power plants as far away as China. Because of that, Moses says eliminating mercury from fish isn't the goal.
The goal really would be to reduce it to the degree that we can and hopefully bring it to a point where we can eliminate consumption advisories so people can really safely eat unlimited amounts of fish.
High levels of mercury can damage the human nervous system, especially among newborns and children. Isham says tribal people have a bigger stake in knowing how much mercury is in the lakes they fish. Fishing isn't sport for them, it's for sustenance and their cultural life.
I mean, we eat them at every feast, at every funeral, at every ceremony, and then just within the family home for your regular family meals. And so, you know, any contaminants, especially ones that are bioaccumulative, really affect us more than the general population who may eat a walleye here and there when they go out fishing.
Isham has been spearing fish since tribes exercised their treaty rights more than 25 years ago. He says without the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative, efforts to restore native plants, wild rice, as well as fish in their region would be dramatically cut back. He adds that it's appropriate that the tribes lead this effort to document and update fish consumption advisories.
The European concepts have always been dump everything in the lakes and in the waterways, and our way of life was like the spider web, the web of life, that everything's connected, and you put something in the ground, eventually it's going to be in your body. And now I think all the scientists agree that no matter how small it is, that's the truth. We're not above everything. We're part of it.
GLIFWIC says monitoring over the past few years shows mercury levels declining slightly, about 0.5% a year, turning around decades of increased mercury readings. But they say the effort must continue, or people will be at risk of mercury contamination. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio, on the Bad River Reservation in Odena.